Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. When I'm a road.
For a contest?
I hope so, because it is Contest Thursday, and we got one for you. All right, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show, and that's right, we are here. We are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. You can see us on the Titan Cave cam, and also you can see us on Randy's cam, and that's on Facebook. That's Randy Ross on Facebook and American Adversaries on Facebook. We're in the Relax and Comfort Studios.
Where is Jackie?
And she's packing to go to Washington, D.C. See, you should have taken her with you on the trip last
gosh.
Week. Yeah, so she couldn't make it here tonight, but we do have a studio, a stable full of judges, you might say. All right, so sit back and get those contest entries ready, and we're going to have us a contest tonight. By the way, if you were listening last night, we were right in the midst of an interview with Michael Caputo when lightning struck, not the station directly, but it struck somewhere nearby, knocked the power and the whole area out, and knocked the stations, all the stations here down for about an hour. And then about the last 20 minutes of the show, we came back on, and all we had was live mics. There was nothing else in here. The lights were on, and the mics were on, but that was it. But we're back today at full capability, ready to go with the show. Okay, so let me introduce everybody. We do have the union boss himself, fresh off union boss business. The only union boss business where they got to sleep it off.
And that
what is that?
That's a rather, that's a rather unique way to put it, Chris. Now, we did have Danny was there last night. He is... Because these are great military people who have a lot of similarity to our players, you know. But yep. It was, and you stopped by, and we had a packed house of probably, as you know, 50 players. We had the head of the Florida Hall of Fame there. We had the head of the new football team there that's going to be starting play in February, and he was a rather unique individual. And then we had Alan Gooch, who was a former head coach at UCF, who also is now head of the Cure Bowl. He was there, and I actually have come to the conclusion, I think, we do a lot more than, how about this, the Citrus Bowl. You ever look at the Citrus Bowl, how much money they turn over to charity?
How much do they turn over?
You don't want to know. It is so 10%. It is so infinitesimally small. You know, the Cure Bowl turns out about 50 million times more. I'm exaggerating probably either way. But the point is, the comparison relative to the attendance is night and day. Yeah. So it's nice to see a bowl game that actually really puts a lot of money into the charity they work with. And, Danny, you've worked with many charities. You understand how they play these games.
This new Alliance Football League is going to be a lot of fun, too. And it was great to see Steve Pisarkowitz and Don and Don all there. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so the Colonel Danny McKnight is in the studio with us today, and he's getting ready to depart on a pretty special journey. We'll be talking about that during the show today. And, Colonel, always great to see you, the commanding general of our American Adversaries Army, of course.
It's the only time I get called a general. I love it, you know.
We also have in the studio Randy Ross. You heard his voice, of course.
Bud down in Palm Beach wants to know, who's the guy with the Nike shirt on? Are they talking about you?
That's Mike McBath.
That's the Nike shirt.
Mike McBath. He's an NFL former player, so it's okay.
Right. Where
is the Nike?
Oh, gosh!
What's going on?
I didn't even realize it. I don't support it.
We need duct tape.
Stand up.
That's it.
Chris. I know. That makes me sick, too. I actually cross it out on my hat, and the people didn't see the cross all they saw.
I got an old sweaty T-shirt down in the car you can put on.
I got rid of 14 shirts
that had
the Nike emblem on.
Yep. I'll have to put some tape or something before I go out.
I didn't tape them. I just put them in the garbage.
That is funny that the person noticed that.
But. Show the folks what Colonel Mike Knight has on his T-shirt, Randy Ross. Says
Benghazi. Oh, yeah, it does.
That's great. I love those type of shirts.
Hashtag Benghazi Matters on the front and Rick on the back.
Honoring the fallen, supporting the survivor.
Honoring the fallen, supporting the survivors.
Love it.
All right,
I'm lucky. I know a couple of those guys very well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. All right, and of course, Randy Ross is in the studio. We also have Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce. Everybody loves your accent.
Thank you, Chris. Nice to see you, too.
Yeah, that's it. And, of course, we have Rick Brown, the man about town.
It's always great to be here with Mr. Kaepernick's personal assistant, Mr. McBride.
I'd have to grow an afro. That's not going to happen.
That would be interesting.
I just want to point out, too, that, you know, share the wealth. Everybody, you know, look where his camera's pointing.
It's right over here.
It came across.
You have it zoomed in just on you, Randy.
No, it's over here.
All right. And I am the philosopher and political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. The contest line and comment line, of course, is 407-774-8255. By the way, you also got, if you were watching on Facebook last night, you also got a little candid camera action of us in the studio, because when things went down, I mean, it was dark in here and everything, but the Facebook thing was still going and the camera was still going.
Did you know that?
Not for a little
while.
That
could have been pretty embarrassing, you know?
Well, we actually had a fun time going back and listening to ourselves, sort of bumbling around in the dark, you might say.
Well, I would never want it on when I didn't know it.
All right. Okay, so once again, the contest challenge is thus, and here it is.
Yeah, this is actually going to be very simple. You know, we've lost words in our ability to criticize some of our Democratic friends, so we're going to try to come up with as caustic or as acidic a type criticism as we can without using swear words. I'll put it very bluntly. And so come up with maybe a title for somebody. It's like our good friend Dr. Blassie. You know, you're not allowed to call her Ford anymore. It has to be. I guess this
Why?
Is her. I guess she didn't want to use her husband's name, or you know. Here we go.
I think I'm beginning to
see why
she and her husband were at the couples thing.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, can you imagine?
Everything has to be done her way.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Everything, if it's going to be done, it has to be done her way.
And that's why he plays a lot of golf and belongs to that country club where Kavanaugh's father belongs, because he probably wants to get away from that animal any way he can.
But
Dr. Blassie, I think her name really should be, what rhymes with Blassie? Well, crazy. Lazy. It's Blazy. It's Dr. Blazy. Lazy Dr. Crazy. So right. I have no problem with that, Chris. The more I see what this woman did and the damage to the families and the kids and stuff, my heart does not ring out for her. Be assured. Okay. You know, so, but come up with it.
And I think we also have to be sensitive to him. Where is the sensitivity for him? There's zero.
I mean, the kids.
We're just
the
assuming
family.
That because she said it, we're all supposed to assume that it's correct.
Like one statement, you're correct. What do you mean she's correct? I mean, the lady has a background very, very questionable in many areas, particularly politics, and guess who she's going after? Come on. Well, I don't buy that story at all.
It goes deeper than that, too. And as I was, but as I was saying the other day, she's being used as a pawn in this story, as the battering ram, you might say.
But do you think she initiated it, though? Don't you think? I mean, and somebody had to come out and initiate it to the press or to somebody to get it rolling. She initiated and didn't know she would get her teeth kicked down her throat.
You know? Maybe and maybe not.
Yeah, I think they went and found her.
What do you think they do? To go all the nut houses and look for all these people?
Basically, yes. As a matter of fact, ABC has a nut alert out right now on Facebook, seeking any and all women who have had some experience.
Do you realize how bad that is? That's so wrong.
It is so wrong.
It's so communist. It's so
un-American.
That's
right. Big brother or big sister in this case.
Can you imagine the other way around?
And the way that they have managed to put the burden of proof on Kavanaugh, that is communism. In the Soviet Union, when you were indicted of a crime, it was incumbent upon you to prove your innocence, not on the prosecutor to prove your guilt. And that's what we're seeing in this case, and that's what we see oftentimes when Republicans are accused of something. It's they must prove their innocence rather than the... Look at Trump.
I agree. Okay? We see the same thing.
This whole witch hunt and hoax
is
basically the burden of proof is on the president. The special counsel should never have been appointed because the way it was set up, it is not a crime being investigated, but a so-called crime being pursued. And that is, as I said, the communist way. At least it was.
You're indicting all our male children, you know what I mean, all our futures of men that will be working in business and everything. I make one statement without any verifiable fact.
All right.
We know
okay.
That. Let's get back to the contest.
I think Rick Brown might have groped me in high school, but you didn't hear it from me.
That was you?
Wow. You're showing your age now.
Sure have changed a lot.
Randy's your age, Rick?
Sure have changed a lot.
It was kind of hard to tell.
All right. So all we're really doing with this contest, though, is doing what the liberals do to us.
And that's exactly right.
I'm going to give you two, for instances, from yesterday morning on MSNBC when they had Michael Moore on there. And actually, Michael Moore was on there talking some pretty sobering realism.
Really?
No, he was saying, get ready for two terms of Trump, get ready for no blue wave, and the more you beat him down, the more you build him up.
You think anybody would ever have groped Michael Moore?
I tell you what, it sounded like Moore had been listening to our show when it comes to the dynamic of how the media treats Trump.
All right.
Michael Moore called him an evil genius. You see, that's an example of what we're talking about here for the contest.
All right. That's exactly right.
And then some other boob on MSNBC in the conversation called Trump a malignant narcissist.
I like that, but that's the idea of the contest.
That's the idea.
Very simple.
See, and we're just giving them back a little bit of what they obviously give us.
Dr. Blazy,
right? And
Dr. Crazy.
And we were called the deplorables, right? And what
dredges of society?
The dregs.
Dregs
exactly.
of society.
Right. So that's it.
That's exactly. They got it down more than we do. We're referencing them to get all the horrendous terms.
So the idea is not to be crude and rude. It is to be sophisticated.
That's right. We don't want to use any form of foul language.
Exactly. All right. So you're playing for a great prize package, including, of course, that memory foam pillow from Relax and Comfort. Only wish Jackie could be here.
I love that pillow. I sleep with it every night. It reminds me of Jackie.
You're crossing the line.
I'm just telling you, when you take the thing off of it, you got the cool
part.
Oh, no. He's talking about the
there's a cover on it.
The cover that covers the cool gel.
And the cool gel. And when you let that cool gel hit your neck, This is going nowhere. We got to stop it. Go on.
It's a whole new sleeping experience.
It is.
And that's part of the prize package. You'll also, speaking of cool, you'll also win a cool therapy with Chill Cryo Sauna. And they offer more than just the cryotherapy chamber now. So they have a lot going on over there. So make sure you take advantage of it, whoever wins, and somebody will win that tonight. Of course, the oversized Constitution cutout just was Constitution Day just the other day, right? What greater way to celebrate that than your own oversized version? Or you can trade that in for credit on something else at Dino Rento Studios. Of course, you'll get the gift card to Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick Brown here. Sure. Don't forget, you got trivia going on all the time. You got entertainment Friday or Saturday night, right?
There is always something happening at your local Tijuana Flats.
And tell them about that great $2 for $5 deal.
Yeah, between now and the end of the month, we are running our annual fundraiser for breast cancer research and for children's cancer. And as part of that, there's a special hot sauce you can buy with some of the proceeds will go to fund that. But also, if you make a $2 cash donation at the register, we will give you a $5 coupon to come back on your next visit to use in the restaurant.
How about that?
I like your math, Rick. I wish you were my banker.
That's it, buddy.
What did my dad used to say? You don't have the sense to change a nickel for a dollar. Wasn't that?
That's it. There you go.
So,
of course, you'll get the gift certificate to Cafe Positano, and that is compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd. Great folks out there at Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. And if you got a Mercedes or BMW, you really need to go out there and get acquainted with these folks. They take great care of their clients and great care of their clients' cars and great care of your wallet in the process. All right, so that's the prize package on the line. Speaking of on the line, we got some folks on the line. We're going to take a comment first, and then we'll get to some contest entries. Brad is on the line. How you doing, Brad?
Oh, really good, fellas. A couple observations on this whole thing with Maisie Ford. And what I've been hearing, of course, on your mainstream left-leaning media, two things. First, they flat out lied and said there's no possible motive for her to be lying. Well, yeah. That was debunked immediately because we learned that Kavanaugh's mother, also a judge, had a very bad adverse ruling against her family. That's number one. The number two is the fact that they're saying she's apolitical. She has no... Oh, my God. She marched in the thing where they wore the vagina hats against Trump. She's very left-wing. See, so right away, media is telling lies about her.
Of course.
And that's just so... It really shows you they're just blatantly propaganda and bias. I mean, they can't tell the truth on anything. She's very political and very, very left. So the bottom line here is, guys, everything's going to plan. Monday, we're going to see what we're going to see. But just keep in mind, we are going up against a Democrat Party and a media determined to destroy every faction of our Constitution, our conservative values, and everything that make this country the liberty-loving great land that it's always been. And you're seeing it right before your eyes.
Yeah, well, maybe Monday. Thank you, Brad. That's just it. The latest news today.
Looks like Wednesday, doesn't it?
I thought I gave her until tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Originally, the Senate Judiciary Committee, Grassley, basically had told her tomorrow. They wanted a decision by tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Would she testify Monday? So they came back today with a letter from her, delivered by her lawyer, this woman Katz. And by the way, there's a whole story about her that we haven't gotten to yet.
Really?
Several angles, yeah, that we're going to get to tonight. And the letter basically said, oh, yes, I really want to come testify. If the arrangements are fair, you can guarantee my safety, and not Monday, maybe later in the week.
And how do you define fair? That's another one, right? What's
who
fair?
Who gets those types of opportunities? Nobody does. Just either go or you don't go. It's that simple.
Well, that's the whole point here. And actually, it has even the media sort of flummoxed because they want the show. I mean, they want the tears. They want the whole nine yards. They want the bloviating by the Democrats, and they want to see the Republicans with red faces or whatever. And so they want the spectacle. They want the show. And so this woman is she's willing, but not so willing. There does seem to be some reluctance there. We don't really know, though, because we haven't seen her yet. Mm-hmm. And supposedly she has gotten death threats. And I say supposedly because we haven't seen any proof of anything yet.
Nope.
And so, you know, this whole thing is a charade. It's all about the politics, like we've been telling you since day one. And it's just so obvious that it's about
the
politics.
The timing is what's obvious about it.
Exactly.
But wouldn't you like to talk to her husband, Chris?
I don't think so.
I mean, the guy might be, who knows?
He's
probably nuts. You know what I mean?
Hey, Michael, he's married to her. Do you really
That's
want
what
to
I'm
talk
saying. That would be the worst of all.
You know?
I know. He said, no one can talk to me. I'm great.
Let's just say when the bartender sees him come, he's got some glasses in the back to wash, right? So the point is this still is just a political show. But any demands that they have, that they need more time, you know, well, why did they sit on this for 8-12 weeks?
I know. That's where you have a lot of a forfeiture capability.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So nonetheless, it's still up in the air. And we'll take a break and get back to the contest. When we come back from the break, we have the contest lines full. So we'll get those entries in and open up some lines
Marvin
for you.
And Ken.
Yeah, I'm sure these are going to be
All
good.
Right. First All three right. up.
So here's your chance to aim at the other side. On their side, who is the malignant narcissist?
I like that.
Would that be Clinton or Obama?
Or both.
Yeah, both. Yeah, that's a double.
I think the most. All right, we'll be right back.
AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A lawyer for a woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sex assault decades ago said she'd be willing to testify to the Senate Judiciary Committee next week if they can agree to terms, quote, that are fair and which ensure her safety, unquote. The email from the attorney for Christine Ford to committee aides also says that holding the session on Monday is impossible. Panel Chairman Chuck Grassley and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have said Monday would be her chance to testify. A Maryland sheriff says a 26-year-old female suspect in a shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center shot herself in the head and is dead. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Galler said Thursday the woman was a temporary employee there and was from Baltimore, but he did not immediately release her name. On Wall Street, the Dow by 251 points, a record. This is SRN News.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
That's right. We're doing so much more with this president. Another all-time high today on both the S&P and the Dow, I do believe. Is that correct, Mike?
You know what? This is absolute. We should be celebrating. You know, I should be out there with about six martinis in front of myself because, you know, the Dow hit the highest it has now. Get this. It's ever been in anybody's lifetime.
Yep.
And guess what? So did the S&P. And the Dow even went higher today, went as high as up 290. We closed up about 252. And, you know, again, when you look at the Dow, you look at the S&P. Now, I wonder if they're forecasting a much stronger fall than has been predicted. So, you know, be a little careful, you Democrats, because if the economy picks up again further into the fall, you wait till you see what these numbers are. I think, and again, as for trade, you know, you can see right now it certainly hasn't bothered our economy. It hasn't bothered, you know, our interest rate picture. Our interest rates at 10 years at 3.07, but the reality of it is rising rates so far has not hindered the market's movement at all or to any great extent profits because the companies are still turning humongous profits at this time. One quick note, Alibaba. Remember the co-founder is that guy, Jack Ma.
Right.
Well, he came out the day.
Remember, pronounce it Jack Ma.
Ma, yeah, he's a Chinese,
right?
And he came out the day and he said that he was going to create a million jobs in the U.S., but he didn't think he actually could now because of the trade difficulties. But, Jack, one good thing, buddy. We forgot to tell you, we have too many jobs right now in the United States. You better take it back to China.
And by the way, the industry in Canada, businesses are putting pressure on Trudeau
right.
to get a deal done with the U.S.
Well, you know, our success will flow into them. I mean, just come along with us. We are the leader. We're the world leader on how to run an economy. We're the world leader in capitalism. Do you think the Democrats would figure that out? We are the leader.
All right. Okay, let's get some contest entries in. Diane's going to start us off tonight. Hey, Diane, how you doing?
Diane. I'm terrific. Hey, Colonel, love you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Check this out.
Love you too, Randy.
Thank you. Now you're better.
Okay, make your way around the room.
I love y'all, actually.
Wait, no, go ahead.
Mine is John Kerry is the fool on the hill, and there's a song that goes with that.
That's right, Fool on the Hill.
John McCartney.
The Beatles, yeah.
Fool on the Hill.
That was very good, the Fool on the Hill.
I like that.
And even has some music.
With the
song.
Started off strong. Bonus points.
Yeah, we'll have to pull that out of the archive.
Yeah, bonus points.
All right.
Fits them to a T.
It sure does.
Yeah,
Fool on
it certainly does.
That's why I think Fool every time I see him. All right, thank you, Diane. Way to start us off. All right.
You know, when I see John Kerry, I always think of Horsehead. You know, you look at his head, it looks like the head of a horse. I mean, and he thinks like a horse, too.
Don't say it, Rick.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I know what you're going to say to the other
one. Say it, Rick.
A horse and John Kerry walk into the bar, and the horse says, hey, buddy, why the long face?
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's exactly right.
Let's go to Marvin up next, and then Ken. Hey, how you doing, Marvin?
Man, I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. All right. Thank you.
And as far as John Kerry, I think of the other end of the horse myself. But on, okay, as far as Dr. Blasey, I think of her as Dr. Hazy because she has a hazy memory.
That was good, Dr. Hazy.
Where anything happened. And also, I'd like to add to it that she is a succubus.
The definition
of that is a female demon that just sucks the life out of all men.
Oh, I know some of those.
Oh, yeah.
Right, going to have to rack up that old man here, too.
Don't go much further, Rick.
The T-shirt.
Okay.
I was going to say, Rick, don't go all much right. further. You're wasteless.
Thank you, Marvin. All right, I appreciate you, man. All right, let's get Ken's entry in, and that's opening up some lines now for you other folks. Go ahead, Ken.
Good evening, boys. How we doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Maybe I misheard this because I'm just thinking of putting them all. We were referred to as a basket of deplorables. We were referred to as dregs of society. So I'm just thinking, if the goal is to send them off a cliff. I mean, just put them into a tizzy. Is that what we're looking for?
Well, just a descriptive term for them. Yeah.
I call them the gender that they are. They'll lose their minds. call them boys and girls, call them ladies and gentlemen, and watch them absolutely spin out of
girls,
control.
Ladies,
that's very
gentlemen.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, because you would never think of that word applying to Dr. Crazy.
I think that's a good one, Ken. Whatever I like that one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Very good.
All right. That's the idea.
Well, that was really
gentlemen. Great hearing you again. I've been stuck in meetings for the last 3 days, so I was so glad to be able to get back in the car and listen to you. Awesome job, you guys. Thanks for everything. Randy, love you, buddy.
Hey, Ken. Thank you.
Ken.
Talk to you
Thank
soon.
You. Appreciate that. All right, so the lines are open now at 407-774-8255. Speaking of Randy, did I see something on that you got something new going on now?
I do.
You want to?
It's kind of interesting, but it's not really like everybody was texting me like freaking out. What it is? It's very small actually. But when I was 28 years old, I reached out to a literary agent, and I said I want to write a book, and she called me up. She was one of the few that actually returned. Back then I was typing, remember? We didn't even have computers.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, when you finally get some life experience behind you, you call me. And she said that with
like
a southern accent.
Over
the weekend I'm going through all this crap I have in these Rubbermaids from college and everything, and I find this. And so Monday I reach out to her, and she goes,
she's still
who
there?
Are you? She's alive. She's alive,
yeah,
30 years
there.
Later.
Yeah.
She goes, who are you? And I go, well, I'm this guy that wrote you a letter back then. And I said, I really think I've got a book in me. And she goes, tell me a little bit about it. She goes, wait a minute. You're a gay conservative that supports Trump? And I go, yeah. And she goes, Randy, I don't think anybody's going to read that book. But what she did do is we went back and forth on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. And we're actually moving forward with this. We're actually going to write a book about not just about the Trump experience, but about what that transition is about. Because I want to be able to open the door to a lot of people.
See, I think people will buy that book.
I think they will, because there's a lot of story there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's been a very interesting transition. So I'm happy to be able to acknowledge that that's going to be one of my – I'm going to actually take a little bit of a break from social media so I can focus on the book and get her the treatment that they need. And, hey, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, it's like a diary. I've been keeping this journal for like 30 years. I hope it's worth something.
You'd be out there. You run into Amorosa and Woodward and all these
others. My experience with the president have always been positive.
Yeah, okay. All right. Speaking of the president, he has been pretty, shall we say, hands-off with this whole Kavanaugh business with the allegations.
Doesn't he have to be, though?
I think so. I mean, this is a very touchy situation. You know, I know we sit here and the woman's story is full of holes and everything, but at the end of the day, you got to go through the motions. and you have to do it very delicately because you know what the media wants. They want this woman sitting there on the stand crying. They want the Democrats to be looking like they're the ones who care and that the Republicans are the mean old dastardly dogs that they make them out to be. So you got to do what you can to try to counter that, and we'll see how it plays out. I think that it would be best, as we said yesterday, that if they just had two attorneys, one from each side, question each individual rather than have the whole Senate panel, which is going to make it into a dog and pony show for sure. If they really want to get to the facts, then and have people who know how to get to the facts handle it. And obviously these people who sit on the Senate committee don't know much about how to get into facts.
They don't.
And but then there's her lawyer. Now, her lawyer, this Deborah Katz, we were talking earlier about how this all sort of began. We all know who George Soros is, correct?
Certainly.
Okay. He basically put out contract money on Kavanaugh, for lack of a better way to put it. He put out contract money, and it's being done through an organization called POGO. And I'm sorry, I forgot to write down what POGO stands for, but it's a liberal action group that seeks to derail, in this particular case, Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. That's why it was set up. George Soros funds it through one of his organizations, and sitting on the board of directors is one Deborah Katz. So this was all already set up and put into motion, all right, before the quote-unquote letter.
Now, is there a financial reward to this beautiful Mrs. Katz?
That'd be, well, if she's sitting on the board of directors, one would presume.
And that's great.
You got to wonder who's paying her legal bills.
Right.
And as I understand now, the woman has more than one lawyer. She's got like a cadre of lawyers. Am I correct?
Yeah, she's got at least two. She's also opened up a GoFundMe page that's got over $200,000 in it in 2 days.
Can you imagine that?
I know. Well, it shows how many crazy people
there
are.
Because she's because she's running for her life and scared, so she's had to move out of her house.
Right.
And she doesn't want to get on a plane, and it's all a delay tactic.
Yeah. What is this you got, Rick? Go ahead. Pull it.
No, just saying POGO is the Program on Government Oversight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Program on Government Oversight. That's right. See, they're the watchdog watching the government. And what it really means is George Soros is pouring money into this organization to go witch hunting on appointees.
I mean, it's so horrible when we all realize who George Soros was, what he did to his own Jewish people and everything.
And you know,
just terrible.
And he's,
just
you know,
terrible.
He plays the game at both ends because he also is funding candidates. He's funding candidates right here in Florida right now for election.
Right.
Gillum got a big old hunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you can pretty well bet that pretty much every Democratic candidate in this state running for any office, probably any office, certainly of any magnitude, the Democrat is getting some funding from he and his liberal organizations. This comes straight from his pocket, you understand. He gives it to organizations like POGO.
Right, and then they fund it across.
Exactly. Exactly.
Terrible.
And so this whole thing, as I said, she's the woman's the battering ram, the pawn. The real action is going on with this lawyer, with the Democrats, and all this collusion amongst them to try to derail an excellent jurist and a fine man. And how many lives they destroy in the process doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It just the end goal is all they have in mind. All right. Let's take Tom's contest entry. Hey, Tom, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Hey, Chris. Hey, gang.
Hey, Tom.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure can. Go ahead.
Well, listen, I figured coming from Orlando, we need to give this adjective something of a Disney slant.
Okay.
So I channeled my inner Mary Poppins, and, of course, you know what the most famous adjective for Mary Poppins is.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Right, yeah.
So this one applies to all of them. This applies to Hillary, Pelosi, Feinstein, Soros. They are all super callous, liberalistic, excessive anti-Trumpists.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Good.
I got to write all this down.
Supercalifristic.
No. Okay, say it again slowly.
That's too long. I need like time. Give me a few
seconds. Wait a minute. Super what?
Super callous.
Super callous. Okay.
Liberalistic.
Liberalistic. Okay.
Excessive anti-Trumpist.
Excessive anti-Trumpists. Excessive anti-Trumpists. All right.
Sorry for the writer.
I like that. Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to tease that I could spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah. Now, can you spell it backwards?
Superkalifragilisticexpialidocious. All right. All right, Tom. Excellent, man. I love it. If Nick was here, you'd certainly have his vote, I guarantee you.
Oh, boy. He would, wouldn't he?
Definitely, definitely. All right. Excellent. All right. Let's get Jordan's contest entry in. Thank you. And take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about Colonel. He's getting ready to depart on a pretty
meritorious
journey. Indeed.
Very much so.
All right, so Jordan, you are up next.
Okay.
How you doing? Thank you for calling.
Hi, I think I've got one for the senator from California.
All right, Kamala?
No, the senior senator from California.
Feinstein.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. After this, I think we could call her Diane couldn't find the time, Stein.
That is really good. Couldn't find the time, Stein. That is really cute.
The time, Stein.
That's great.
All right. Excellent. All right.
That's worth a Twitter.
You
had to Twitter that out. That's pretty darn good.
You should, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, That's really good.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it. All right. We are going to take that break. And when we come back on the other side, as I said, the Colonel is getting ready to depart on a pretty momentous journey. We'll talk about what it's all about. So please stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Somebody's going to be a champion of our contest tonight, just as I predicted. Thank you, Nick. Nick's vote does go for Tom.
Is that right? He heard it, and he's,
wow.
We read his mind.
But Nick's not on the selection commission.
That's right. He's been kicked off.
All right. Some pretty monumental military news came out today. Actually, over the last couple of days, we found out that the last vestige of the Islamic State's caliphate is being annihilated pretty much as we speak. Right, Colonel? I see you nodding your head.
That's exactly what I'd seen.
What does that mean?
And I'm glad you had brought it up tonight because I'd seen that and heard it, and I'm pretty
pretty pleased to see that happening.
And of course, you said this could happen if you had the right leadership when we were back when Obama was still president.
No, Danny always did say that. All we needed is to put the right people in there, and that's it. Bye-bye.
Remember when your buddy John Kerry and Obama were saying, how did they say it? We need to contain them and degrade them or something like that. Well, Mr. Trump has degraded them right out of existence. The caliphate was the geographic land area that they controlled. And the caliphate is eventually supposed to be the whole planet. And that was going to be the basis of expanding the caliphate. And they're going to have to pick another place because they're out of business there. Some other news came out today. You know, it was very shortly after the remains, the boxes of remains that came back from North Korea a few weeks ago, turned out that there was an identifying thing. It was either a dog tag or watch or something was in one of the boxes that they identified as belonging to a soldier from the Korean War. Well, today, the first names of human remains, actual human remains, were identified from those. And President Trump recognized them on Twitter today, just 3 hours ago. He says, and I'll read his tweet, Army Master Sergeant Charles H. McDaniel, 32, of Vernon, Indiana, and Army PFC William H. Jones, 19, of Nash County, North Carolina, are the first American remains from North Korea. So, I'm sorry, from North Korea, to be identified as a result of my summit with Chairman Kim. These heroes are home, and heroes is all capitalized. These heroes are home. And they may rest in peace, and hopefully their families can have closure. Colonel, I must strike pretty close to home for you because you're on a journey of sort of closure yourself, that you do this every 5 years.
Yep. This coming Sunday, we'll be in Atlanta, and we will fly to El Paso, Texas on Monday, and we will be there at the gravesite of Sergeant Lorenzo Ruiz that was killed in Somalia with me. Then from there, the next day, we'll fly from El Paso to Boston through Dallas and get a rental car and drive down to Rehoboth, Massachusetts, where Corporal James Cavaco is buried there. And it's an amazing cemetery. It's probably one of the smallest I've ever seen. It's got Civil War headstones still there, and very small. And his is really the big, beautiful one there. They really did a great job. And then we'll drive down to Vineland, New Jersey, and we'll spend time with the Pilas, Sergeant Dominic Pila, who was killed, first one killed that day. He was shot and hit in the head. And we'll spend time with them. And his sister, who is a school teacher in Vineland, the high school that he graduated from, they've been trying to get the school named after him. It's 25 years later since he died. And that school board people have not yet named it. So she asked me, will you come up and speak? I said, you bet I will. So I'll be going up there sometime in...
That's going to be a memorable school board meeting.
Yeah, it will. It'll be a memorable one. Don't worry. But I'll be there sometime in mid-October to do that. And then we leave Vineland. We go to Washington, D.C. And we'll go to Arlington National Cemetery. And there are two of my guys, Ranger Richard Kowalewski and Sergeant Casey Joyce, buried there. And people don't realize it because sometimes they don't pay attention, but there's one in between those two. And people say quite often, why did you let somebody put one in between your two guys? I said, well, if you pay attention to the one that's in between, he's a Delta Force operator, Master Sergeant Grizz Martin, who was killed over there. And I said, it was done because we support and back up the Delta guys. It was done intentionally. And in Arlington, I will visit six more of guys that I served with over time that was killed. So that's a long day there. And we'll leave there from D.C., fly down to Atlanta, and get in our car, because that's where we're going to be dropping it off. And then go down to Fort Benning, and one of my favorite people, Corporal Jamie Smith, is buried in the cemetery there at Fort Benning. He's about 22 feet from General Hal Moore, and they're buried in the same cemetery there at Fort Benning. And that'll be number six, and it's something that I chose to do every 5 years as a minimum. And this will be the fifth time I've done this, and Linda goes with me. and she actually directs me more than anything else. Thank goodness. You need help sometimes. So,
how do you plan to document it? Will you be like putting like some way that we can all track what you're doing? Or
well, he'll be checking in on the show. I was just getting ready to that. It's a great question because I have the itinerary here, and the colonel will be checking in at the various locations as he goes, and he meets with the families. Yep. Of all of these folks.
Yep. Four of the six families. I get to spend time with Sergeant Ruiz's family out in El Paso. It's a little harder, and I really don't get to see them.
And once again, to tell the folks how important it is that people have this sort of closure and just this sort of honoring of their loved ones, and that now these families can feel today from their loved ones finally being brought home.
And the great example of that is Sergeant Casey Joyce. His family lived up in New Jersey. And when his dad retired, they moved all the way down to Atlanta because they wanted to be close enough to see him. And, I mean, that was Corporal Jamie Smith, excuse me. But people don't realize how important it is that the family gets to be associated with their loved ones when they passed away. So to hear what you have already said about the two that they have now identified, that's what we need to do every time. Every time that needs to happen immediately. How it's amazing that they've got all of those back. And I hope they keep identifying each and every one of them in some form or fashion, because that's an amazing success that President Trump and, of course, General Mattis being a part of that too. And so the good leadership is what caused it to happen. And these guys of mine, I will always do this. I'm 67 years old, so the next one
so
I'll be 72.
You got four or five more in you, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say it's about another 25.
I'm planning on it. I got grandkids that'll help me, don't worry.
All
but
right.
I appreciate people if they will remember on October the 3rd, 25 years ago. This October 3rd will be 25 years ago, and I'll be at Fort Bragg at the Special Ops Museum.
Their parents have to be just so happy that you've been so kind and thoughtful on this issue.
When you watch the movie Black Hawk Down in the early parts of the movie, you're introduced to the guys who end up getting killed over there. So once again, you can get the Colonel's great book, The Streets of Mogadishu, at his website. That's DannyMcKnight.com, DannyMcKnight.com for Streets of Mogadishu. George, Eddie, please stay on the line. It's a hard break. We got to take it. But as soon as we get back, we'll take your calls, and we'll get to some other of the day's news with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's sick.
Ladies and gentlemen!
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road.
All right.
That's great.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, it is Contest Thursday. You got the American Adversaries live in the Relax and Comfort Studios, and we thank you for being out there. All right, we'll go over the contest challenge one more time. We've got some great entries already, but who knows? The winning entry may not have been revealed to us yet. All right, and we do have a contestant or two on the lines. 407-774-8255 is the number. Let me reintroduce our guests tonight, who are all, actually, we're all judges, not guests. All right, so to my left, as I'm dealing cards here, I got Jeff Sinis in there on the bridge. I got Colonel Danny McKnight sitting right next to me. And next to him is Rick Brown. And then we got Randy Ross and Nick Grounds. Mike McBath, myself, Christopher Hart, and the number 407-774-8255. Real quick, just a couple of updates on upcoming guests. Last night, we were interviewing Michael Caputo.
Oh, really? How did I miss that one?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
He got electrocuted.
It was, sort of. It was a great interview. He's a great guest. But there was a lightning strike nearby the station here, knocked the power out, and knocked us all off the air for an hour or so. That interview has been rescheduled for next Wednesday at 5:35. Now, tomorrow night, we have Sidney Powell going to be on the show, the former federal prosecutor. As a matter of fact, we were talking about her. He's reading, Caputo's reading her book.
Good.
He's experiencing what she wrote about in her book, which was published in 2014.
How's her T-shirt sales
She's
going?
It's excellent.
Remember the eight?
Yeah. And we took a picture of me in here standing in front of Trump the other night with mine on and tweeted it to her. She's going to be on the show along with, first time ever on the American Adversaries, Juanita Broderick.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah. So
hello.
That's going to be an interesting show tomorrow night, given this whole Kavanaugh business.
Juanita, that would be great.
And remember in the first hour we were talking about Mr. Deborah Katz being the lawyer or one of the lawyers now of Blasey Ford. She not only is a member or a board member of POGO. What is POGO again, Rick, there? It was Progressive.
No, it was actually a project. I said program before. It's the Project for Government Oversight or the Project on Government Oversight.
The Project on Government Oversight, a big liberal organization, in essence set up to derail Kavanaugh's appointment.
Funded by Soros.
Exactly.
Would you call them liberal or socialist?
And by the way, this woman has an interesting legal background. She somehow was an advocate for Bill Clinton. Did I see that right?
Oh my! That's I think you're right.
Yes.
Because she was an advocate for Burisma.
Yeah. So this is it's a sordid affair. No pun intended here. Going on. The latest is she is willing to testify again. She's reiterating only though under her circumstances. It must be. How did she put it?
Fair.
The terms. The quote unquote terms must be fair. Her safety must be ensured, and she doesn't want to do it Monday.
What?
It's like,
I don't understand how someone gives that much power.
How long does it take to put your makeup on, right? I mean, come on, for God's sake.
Wow. You know, these are people that idolize Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy lecturing Kavanaugh about touching a girl when he was 17.
Right.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I say you get there on Monday or you don't get it.
I tell you what, some of the stuff we did over there at St. James.
Who died of my dirt
exactly. You and I, none of us at this table would ever get that opportunity to tell them when we wanted to be interviewed.
Be there or be in contempt.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it just gets curiouser and curiouser as this plays out.
The Republicans, however, are anxious to get this moving. Obviously, the Democrats are in stall mode, and we'll have the latest on it again, I'm sure, tomorrow. But once again, we'll be talking with Juanita Broderick and Sidney Powell about all of this tomorrow and other things as well. So make sure you do tune in for tomorrow's show. So one more time, Mike, the contest challenge.
All it is, we're just looking for words that we can use to help identify our Democratic friends who have been so vicious with our, you know, true American Republicans. So we don't want to use swear words. We just want you to come up with a couple, one or two words matched together. Chris, you got a couple great examples there. Read a couple of them. I think they'll give the contestants absolute straight look.
Jordan had for Dianne Feinstein, it would be Dianne couldn't find the time, Stein.
Pretty good.
Dianne had for John Kerry, Fool on the Hill, accompanied with the song.
Oh, song. Right? That's a bonus, right?
That's right. And Marvin had for Dr. Blasey Ford, Dr. Hazy Ford.
Right.
Because her details are kind of hazy.
Can you pronounce Tom's?
Tom's super callous, liberalistic, excessive anti-Trumpist.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
That could be good for a Johnny.
Yeah.
That's
a spelling bee word. Right. You know?
So let's
They're good.
Get,
They're perfect examples of what we're trying to get across and see what you can deliver for the big package.
Exactly. So let's get another contest entry in. George has been patiently waiting. George, thank you. Go ahead. You're up.
Hey, I really couldn't find out anything to come up with for the French poodle. Randy, you recognize me?
Oh, my God. This is George. Can I say your last name, George? Am I allowed to? George?
Hi.
George, am I allowed to say your last name?
Oh, absolutely.
It's George Chandler. He's running for State House over there in District 40. Which one? Is it 40?
48.
You're running against Amy Mercado, correct?
Exactly.
We're going to support George. He's the only Republican in that race.
Where is that district, real quick, George?
It runs down Cheney all the way to the airport and then across Hunter's Creek.
Okay.
And then there is like a U just to be drawn up that way.
Okay, so that's all in Orange County, though, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
All Orange County.
All right. So, all right. Well, good luck to you. And but I see you.
The last thing I want to say is, as a veteran, I really appreciate what Colonel McKnight is doing. Well, it really means a lot to us.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And thank you for serving our country as well and protecting us in our constitutional form of government, George. We appreciate that so much. And I certainly hope you win that contest. Let us know if we can help you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. And appreciate you waiting. All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Eddie is up next. How you doing tonight, Eddie?
Hey, doing great, guys. What a great show. What a great contest, Mikey. You hit a home run, brother.
We know that you always come up with some killer answers.
Right.
Yep. Well, I'm going to jump back for Colonel McKnight, because when he described the guys at Arlington, you know, the term is that Rangers lead the way, and a lot of people may not understand that. Danny, you jump in and comment. But Ranger training is extremely difficult, particularly compared to what Green Berets do. Now, Green Berets have a whole different mission. But what the Rangers do, they go an all-out effort to live the tip of the spear, whether it's the SEALs, you know, the National Force, or whatever. And that's what they do. And that's why, Danny, I appreciate what the comment you made. But I thought it would just be good that the general public knows what takes place. It's a major effort to live to get that tip of the spear there. There's a whole arrow behind that thing to get there, and I appreciate what you've done, sir, in your life.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the key thing is, to me, is what Ranger battalions do. It is not kind and gentle. That is not what they're made to be. They're made to go defend our country and usually having to go to faraway lands to do it, and I personally think there is no better force better than a Ranger wearing a black beret and doing whatever. I call it black beret. They went to tan, but I still like my black beret. But anyway, I just think that the young men and young women in our entire military, they are always at the tip of the spear, and people need to understand that's what makes a difference. We are at the tip of the spear. So I appreciate your comments very, very much.
And that's where all the risk is too, right, Danny?
Right there.
Right
mm-hmm.
there. Yep.
And as far as the contest, I have to recuse myself tonight.
Oh, my.
Because being a Navy guy, And I'm so seething angry what's going on with Kavanaugh. It'd be like me going to a teenage party in Montgomery County outside D.C. with teenagers and getting drunk, and my mouth would not control
it. He can't control himself.
Believe me, I appreciate the consideration, Eddie. God bless you, man. And thank you.
That was funny.
And thank
great.
You for having served in the military as well. Yep. We really appreciate that. All right, so the contest lines are now all open at 407-774-8255, and somebody will win this contest tonight. Maybe we've already heard the winner, maybe not. That's up to you folks, 407-774-8255. What adjective or set of adjectives would you use to describe some political personality of the other persuasion?
One other question for Danny. Danny, do you think now that Obama is gone, have we toughened up the requirements on, like, the you know, the Rangers, the SEALs, or the general people in training in the military?
I don't think it really went away.
You don't think it did?
It didn't go away. It was sort of hidden.
Right.
And when Obama left, we got the president and we got a Secretary of Defense that knows what we have to do. And it's back on track, believe me.
Good.
And we have great young men and women that are doing a lot of great things. I'll
you
tell
said you. A lot of them are college graduates, right?
They're, oh yeah, yeah.
This is also an example of what can be done when they appreciate the leadership that they have. And examples of what can be done when the people don't appreciate the leadership is Project Veritas. You've been keeping up with this stuff, right?
I have.
And the latest tapes came out today. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas are now searching out and finding willing people exposing what they're doing in the deep state to try to slow things down. And
I worry about his safety. I mean, I think he has to worry about his safety. Even when we met with him down in Palm Beach, we saw him at some event, and he came with us, and he knew we were going to meet up with him, but he was extremely cautious, you know, not even knowing us. He's just, everything's a caution with him. So when I saw the latest thing, and I think you probably got that email that I sent out, I was just really impressed that he's not giving up. He's still out there fighting the good fight.
Yeah. And today they had people from the GSA or
General Services Administration?
Exactly, General Services and the GAO, the General Accounting Office.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on top of the State Department and the Justice Department. And these people are all there to not just thwart the president, but to thwart the political will of all of us who elected the president.
And all the people who voted. Right. Isn't that just unbelievable?
It's horrible.
And these are the ones who say that they're there to protect democracy.
Yeah.
How do you protect democracy by being a dictatorship of your own?
But they've also got the gall to say, we cannot be fired.
Right. And in many cases, they can't.
Yeah, no, they know the rules.
There was two of them last night that said, we can say what we like. They're not going to fire us.
Right. Yeah, these are on the tapes, the Project Veritas tapes. So you can Google I don't know if you can Google it, but you can find Project Veritas. And the latest tapes that are out, once again, reveal what the president and what we are actually all up against. All right, let's get another contest entry in, then take a break. Roger is up next. How you doing tonight, Roger?
Doing great, guys. Another great show, like usual.
Good. Thanks.
Before the entry, which will tie in with this, I hear Blasey Ford and all her family, they're all tied in with the swamp pretty heavy. So that kind of goes with my entry.
Yep.
So that old-time term from more than 5 decades ago when I was young, swamp monkeys were undesirables. So we're going to call them swamp monkeys hanging around screwing each other.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Roger.
That's good, Roger.
That just comes straight underneath there.
All right, that's going
to
take
us. I have a question, though, real quickly. Explain to me the difference between a Ranger and any other soldier. What does a Ranger do specifically that makes them different than a regular soldier?
When you go to a Ranger battalion, you get treated like an unwanted stepchild when you walk in. And if you survive it and you accept the training and do well, it's the greatest thing on the face of the earth, plain and simple. It is different than regular soldiers. And now we have a lot of great other elements like Delta Force, et cetera, and stuff like that.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm very prejudiced that the Ranger Regiment, which is very large with 3 fighting battalions and 1 other battalion, they are the finest fighting force, in my opinion, on the face of the earth.
And the Rangers predate Delta Force, SEALs,
yes.
Even the Green Berets, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So the Rangers were the original special ops.
and you go back to World War II.
That's correct.
The Longest Day. Have you ever seen the movie The Longest Day?
Yep.
You'll find Army Rangers in there.
Yeah.
And so they are the original of the special ops, and as he said, they get treated bad because they're the first ones usually to go. That's right.
And you go through Ranger school to become, you know, Ranger qualified and everything like that. The class that I went through, we started out with 243, and we graduated 114.
About half.
That means that you really have to work hard.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
You do it, and you're successful.
There's massive conditioning, right, Danny? I mean, it's,
but nobody survives the physical part. Really, it's all in the head, right? It's
really,
yeah,
very mental, very mental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're the smartest young people in America, in my opinion. And you know, there are females now that are in the Ranger battalions. They're not necessarily Ranger qualified, but they are a special piece that now works with the Ranger battalions, and that's been very successful too.
All right.
Very successful.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back on the other side. We have some other things to talk about as well. Plus, we have a contest to decide tonight. We will decide this one tonight.
The prizes are still there.
All right. 407-774-8255. We got some contest lines open, so please call us now.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The contest lines are open at 407-774-8255. So make sure you get those contest entries in. We'd love to hear them. All right. In the meantime, we were just talking about military and some things that the Rangers do. If you want to get Colonel's book, you can go to DannyMcKnight.com. The book title is called Streets of Mogadishu. It's all about leadership qualities, what makes a good leader. And then a good deal of the book, of course, is the Colonel's account of the what has now become known as Black Hawk Down. Actually, that wasn't the name of the mission. The name of the mission was... The name of your mission?
Yeah, put him on the spot, Chris.
That's real good, Chris.
Good job. Great host.
I'll think of it in a minute, okay?
Hey, let me tell you something funny we did the other day.
Gothic Serpent.
Gothic Serpent.
That's what it was really called?
Yes.
Operation
Serpent.
Operation Gothic Serpent. Anyway, you were going to say.
No, at the Governor Scott press conference at the tile company 2 days ago. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, now, I hate to be stereotypical, but this very young guy... And this very young girl coming in with her high shorts on, and they're at the press conference. And so we walk over to, you know, I've been to enough of these things where you kind of figure it out. Eventually you get what these folks are doing.
Right.
So long story short, as I go over to the security guard and I go, I'm pretty sure that they're not supposed to be here, but I'm going to go over and just talk to them. So I walk over to him and I said, hey, you guys like Governor Scott? Wow, that's awesome. How have you guys supported him so far? And they just looked at me like, blip, blip. They just couldn't even talk. So eventually the one guy, he literally became uncomfortable and started walking away. The other girl's pregnant and they're in this space. So long story short, as I saw the media picked up on the protesters, right?
Right.
There they are, right out there in the middle of them. So they really were protesters inside the press conference that ended up outside. But we got them kicked out. We got them kicked to the curb.
Very commendable, right? You could be a bouncer in the next 10 years.
I could almost be a ranger with that.
I know. I was going to say, you might be the political ranger.
You might need a little bit more training.
Real quick. Now, last week when we were here, Captain Tom Rice was in here with us, and his house was right at the center of the storm. Remember?
Yeah. Mike? How's he doing?
Well,
Rick.
Rick, tell us, he got home last night.
He got home last night. Power came on the day before yesterday, and they made the journey yesterday and today, and his house is in good shape. He had a tree that fell on the roof, didn't puncture it.
No water damage or anything?
A lot of pressure washing, raking, tree cutting, but he'll be in good shape.
Lucky man.
And his parents' house as well.
Wow.
Excellent.
He's in Outer Island, too. That's really something.
That's great news. For this storm, it was probably better off being on the island.
I know. But they're probably the only place left.
All right. In the meantime, you're listening to the American Adversaries. We're going to go down the road here for a few minutes. We'll be back on the other side. And we'll wrap this contest up by the end of the hour. So come on, get in
on this. Great opportunity here. Yep. We need some descriptions.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. D5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. Marshals Service is investigating threats against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his family amid an accusation that he sexually assaulted Christine Blasey Ford when they were teens. The threats were confirmed Thursday by a senior administration official at the White House who was not authorized to speak publicly. The official says the threats were made in emails to Kavanaugh's wife Ashley and came from one person. The one being investigated uses vulgar language and suggests violence. Ford, now a professor in California, has also faced death threats since going public with her story. Her attorney says she's had to relocate her family. On Wall Street today, a record day, as the Dow was up by 251 points to a record 26,657. The NASDAQ rose by 78. The S&P advanced 23. Oil down to 70.77 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. online or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hello to my fellow pastors in the central area of the great state of Florida. My name is Paul Blair. I used to play professional football for the Chicago Bears back in the 1980s, but I've been pastoring and serving the Lord for the last 17 plus years. I've been honored to come and be the keynote speaker at the Words Pastors Appreciation Brunch presented by Timothy Partners Limited on Thursday, October the 11th. Let's reclaim America for Christ together. You can register now at thewordorlando.com. That's thewordorlando.com. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, everybody. This is your queen of professional wrestling, Casey Carlisle, and you're listening to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Show on Orlando's WORL 105.5 FM, 660 AM, The Answer.
Two more in here.
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We really do appreciate that. All right. So 407-774-8255. Is the contest line number. We got a couple of entries in, and we'll take those entries. And there was another thing I wanted to hit on a little bit tonight. By the way, did you see where the...
Chris, I don't like your terminology. in this day and age, in the Me Too movement.
Be careful.
I know. You know who could be listening? Blazy Crazy or whatever
that is. That brings me to an idea that Rick had for a contest. You remember
what
it was? He had his idea was, what... Come up with the word or phrase that used to be fine to use that is no longer politically correct.
And well, that's a lot. That's a great idea.
Hit on me, Chris. I don't know.
That's a good one.
I was going to hit on the story.
Yeah,
right?
I saw you use that one last night,
too. Which happens to be about...
That's one way to put it.
Was that really your daughter?
Oh, wow. What a nasty man. You know?
Wow.
Whoa.
Anyway, I'm going to be hitting on a story about Dr. Lynn Goldman and the George Washington University study that came up with the numbers game right on the Puerto Rican stuff. But I want to go to the contest lines first, and we'll get John and then Janice. Hey, John, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How about yourself?
Excellent, excellent. Go ahead.
Well, for our accuser out there that's accusing Kavanaugh, she claims to be a doctor of whatever. So let's call her Dr. Doolittle. It's only been 35 plus years.
That's pretty good the way he defines it, Dr. Doolittle. She hadn't done anything. You know?
Yeah, she never did anything about it till now. That's right.
Dr. Doolittle.
And she's doing little about it now, except making
that's
a big fuss.
Yeah, I like that. Right to the heart.
Yeah.
Good one, John.
And for Bill Nelson, our beloved senator, he's been senator ever since I came back from Florida in the late 70s, actually.
Yeah.
Take the money and run. Time to go. Take the money and run.
He takes the money
He's already got all the connections. Just take it and run.
Take it and run. Leave us alone, right?
You know, leave us the hell alone.
John, imagine his pension plan.
Oh, my. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
I can't even... I don't even want to think about that.
Well, I mean, it's got to be substantial. Mike, you're the numbers guy. Mike, what would it possibly be?
Well, first of all, I believe he was in the State House before he went to the U.S. House.
Hey, I just saw myself there with Governor Scott there. I just saw myself on television. But go ahead.
And that's Fox.
Really?
No, that's Channel 13.
Oh, that's 13. That's right. We turned it there last night.
For our next contest, who can define narcissist?
No, you're sitting there and you're watching. All of a sudden, you're on television. You're like, what? Who's that?
That's look out.
I don't know if I'm ever having a job other than being in political office.
Yeah, but Mike, what kind of money are we talking about that he possibly could have coming to him?
That question, Randy,
I appreciate it.
Is when he asks about pension and everything, and I don't know if they can continue to pile on if there's a cap. There should be a cap.
No, what it is he'll get a pension from being in the State House, which I believe he was in.
And then he goes to
the U.S. House. He was a congressman. and then he'll get a pension from being a senator.
Right. That's why I say I wish there was a cap on this.
In other words, what kind of money are we talking about? I'm just curious.
Well, from being a congressman, it's over $100,000 a year. From being a senator, I'm sure it's probably closer to $200,000 a year.
To get all that together?
What's that?
Isn't it full salary?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's $185,000 for Congress.
Well, I don't know if it's what the salary would be today or what it was when he was in Congress.
Yeah, I'm sure there are increases, though.
So it'd be somewhere over $100,000 just for being in Congress, and then another about $200,000 for being a senator.
He won the lottery.
Per year.
Oh, yeah. Hey, run for office and you're set. You know, why do you have to go?
Wow, no wonder he wants to run again.
You got it, you know.
Mm. All right, let's go to Janice. She is up next. Hey, Janice, how you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. Good. Just on my way to work. I have an entry for our beloved Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that she was working with Dianne Feinstein, getting all of this whole little story together to use against Judge Kavanaugh. But I thank Poltergeist Pelosi because she spews nothing but vomit from her mouth.
So Poltergeist Pelosi. That's good.
Wait. I mean, I'm sure her head would spin around if you watched close enough. She's definitely evil lady, so I think that would be appropriate.
I like it. I like it. And you see, now that's something that you could hear the other side using.
I know.
Too,
right? I could see her head spinning around and then throwing up on the, you know, like, oh, my God.
All right. Okay, Janice.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Very good. Good.
Have a great evening working. We appreciate you working hard to make America great again. All right, that's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. You still have about 15
minutes.
Janice
sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really nice person.
We got nice listeners. All
she's
of
competitive. She's always calling in and playing.
407-774-8255 is the number. This morning on MSNBC, I'll hand this to them, they had Dr. Lynn Goldman on the show. And she was one of the quote-unquote scientists who performed the George Washington University study, which came up with the 2,975 quote-unquote excess deaths from Hurricane Maria. Yeah. And she explained how they did it.
Mm-hmm. And do tell.
It took them about 2 months, and they did not count the first death certificate. What they did was they went to prior years and saw during this year how many people died from September 19th, like it was yesterday or today is the anniversary of the storm. So they would go September 20th, how many people on the island died? And then they had to weigh that with the size of the population. And then in this particular case, they also had to figure in the fact that so many people actually left the island. And so they had to figure all these figures up, and that's how they came up with, by the way, they said about 8% of the people left the island.
Did they also weigh in, though, that their construction aspect for the utilities and everything had consistently deteriorated and rapidly in the end, which I'm sure led to the number of people's death?
Well, in essence, they don't say that, but they do. Because what they really did was simply try to focus on the number.
Right.
What was the number? Not so much why, which is what you're talking about.
Right.
Okay, but in figuring out the number, they still had to sort of mess around the edges of why.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Common Core.
Common Core math. But what they did was they basically just used prior records, tried to extrapolate from that, and came up with this number. And she said it has a margin of error.
By how much?
85%.
And how do you
minus 3,000?
I know. How do you compare something with no storm or no hurricane to a time when there might not have been one?
According to her, they were looking for, get this, they were looking for a number as close to reality as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to mess around like that, okay, but if you want to get to reality, what you do is you go to the morgues, the hospitals, the funeral homes, and you find out how many people actually died, and you count them.
Isn't it just about ramping up the amount of U.S. aid or government aid that's going to go into the island?
It could be that possibly, too.
Yep. And trying to prove Trump wrong.
I would not doubt it. But see, it would have taken much more work to go to, say, a morgue or a hospital and go over the death certificates and try to deduce, well, this guy died of pneumonia.
Well, they wouldn't be nearly that high.
Would he have died of pneumonia anyway or not?
Have they figured out how many of these dead people voted in the last primary?
Probably most of them. But what the problem with this, of course, is, by her own admission, this is an estimate. Now, according to her, it's a close estimate. But it's being reported as fact. Being reported as an estimate. It's being reported as this many people died. And they called them excess deaths. In other words, that term means
above and beyond.
Above and beyond what should have died.
Right.
You see?
So 3,000 above and beyond what should have died?
That's what they're saying. Correct. And that's where President Trump's point comes in. And that is that even by describing them as excess deaths, what they're saying is somebody allowed these people to die, mm-hmm. which wow. gets back to your point. Okay, they wanted President Trump to work miracles.
Yeah, it looked like it was him, and the reality is the whole system, because of the massive bankruptcy caused by the Democrats, who just happened.
One factor. Yeah. The main factor was you had an ancient, dilapidated electrical grid down there.
Right.
And when the storm
went
through,
major factor.
It took it all down. And you had trouble just getting stuff in. And you guys,
we were one of the first to fly stuff in there. We know how troubled that
right.
was.
And yeah, what was the first thing you guys flew in there?
It was we got our air cargo all the way in, but we had to go into a second airport. We didn't go into the primary one.
But I mean, wasn't one of the first things you guys sent down there was generators?
Oh, yeah. We had sent generators, diapers. You know, Mike, you need some extra diapers
how many,
we got for you.
Yeah, I know.
Diapers, paper towels. Now, we had everything that you needed that was paper products primarily, but generators. We sent 98 generators that first trip.
But in the first few weeks, you wonder how many died in the hospital that would have never died under any form of normalcy, you know, with the loss of energy, because we all know what happens if there were a nuclear war and all that.
Right, but the question shouldn't be, okay, so much
It's a skewed question.
It's the wrong question to ask. Why did the people die?
Why did DeSantis and why did Scott go against the president on this one and try to buddy up against that statistic and versus supporting the president?
Well, I think that they made a mistake. And in DeSantis' case, he's got the president PO'd at him right now at a bad time. But they could have answered it a little bit more, shall we say, politically, mm-hmm. and say, look, don't know what the number actually is. This, in fact, is an estimate by the study's own admission, but we do know that more people died down there than probably should have, because you had corruption on the island down there.
Sure.
You had a bankrupt island down there, and you had a dilapidated electrical grid down
there. And Georgetown, George Washington is right downtown Washington, D.C. I don't know if that's any factor two in the input of coming into all these
people
individuals.
People were already living in poverty. Really were.
Oh, yeah.
You either had very rich or very poor. There's not a middle class.
But it was an island devastated by a storm that wasn't the modern grid that could have withstood that sort of thing down there.
They didn't have power full-time in most of the island.
That's
outside of the cities.
Yeah.
They would go, the power would be on, then it would be off for several days in a row.
Yeah.
And this is pre-storm, right?
Pre-storm.
Pre-storm.
The utility maintenance and everything like that.
We have several friends with family there, and he was telling me his uncle would go days without power. It was just the way things were.
Yeah.
Both power's on, get your stuff done, because it's going to go off again.
Exactly. Exactly. Get the wash done while it's up.
Oh, man.
And that's reality for them down there. And it has nothing to do with the president or any of the response. And then, of course, you had the response complicated by the unions on strike and all this other BS going on down there. And so,
pretty bad analysis.
Right,
not
right,
good.
All right. So anyway, let's get back to the contest line. We got Alfred, and then we got JJ, who has a comment. And pretty soon here, we're going to have to choose a winner. Alfred, you are up next tonight, my friend. How you doing?
Thank you. Fine. Thank you, gentlemen.
And of course,
hey, Randy, thank you. Thank you for what you did for the island. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Alfred, for calling in. We appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, a comment. Why don't we put the Judge Jeanine Pirot to ask the questions for the crazy lady?
Yeah, she would hammer her.
Oh, she'd have that woman in tears no time at all.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, my contest is about they call us deplorables. Why don't we call them despicables?
Despicables.
I like that.
Yeah, the despicables.
Despicables.
All right. I even know how to spell that.
I did, too. I'm shocked myself.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Excellent. All right. Thank
you,
Alfred.
God bless you all.
And thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Let's go to JJ, who has a comment, actually, and then Mike, who has a contest entry. Hey, JJ, how you doing tonight?
Oh, good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you.
Alfred took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say that same thing.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa. Great minds think
alike. The Russians are involved in this one.
Well, I'll put you on there. And if that entry wins, both of you will win.
Split it.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, maybe Dr. Blasey was drunk. She said she can't remember when or where or how she got home.
As a matter of fact, now that you mention that, her yearbook from that year,
the alleged year. Oh, my.
And she was going to an all-girls school.
Right.
And the yearbook is full of keg party stuff and we can party as good as the boys type stuff.
See, that's what makes this
whole thing. I guarantee you, JJ's right.
She
was drunk that night.
Yep.
Okay. And that's why when she went home, she didn't want to tell mama and daddy what happened because they might have tanned her hide for being drunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, she was lit. She was lit up like a light bulb that night. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and it's inconsistent with his past behavior.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not saying it couldn't have happened,
right.
But the thing is, you got people like Gillibrand out there, you know, saying, you know, that they believe her and...
Well,
I forget now what I was going
to
say, but anyway.
You know, at the bottom line was, if this happened, and if all these kids were drinking, what can you do about that? I mean, she's just as responsible as any of them.
I agree.
You know?
I know. Right. Kids drink in college, right? In high school, it's even...
And what a 15-year-old... What boys do 15-year-old girls want to hang around? Do they want to hang around 15-year-old boys, or do they want to hang around the older boys? Because, see, girls mature quicker than boys do. And so at about that age, girls begin to figure out that they're a little bit ahead of the guys in their class.
Like that song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Well, they want somebody on their maturity level.
Hey,
and a lot of times it's not the kids in their same age group.
Yep.
JJ, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I just want to recommend that, I mean, I'm sure other people have thought of this, but that we pray that the truth comes out because a lot of these wobbly Democrats and McCaskill's already come out and said she's going to vote no because she wasn't there and she just doesn't know.
Right.
It's
she wasn't
vague
there.
Right. Well, this
they
is.
Can run for cover and say, well, I was going to vote yes, but now that this has come out, I just don't know.
Right.
And they're acting all pro woman and all this.
How do we know Clara wasn't there?
Well, from the Democrats' perspective, this is a campaign ploy for one. But their target isn't McCaskill; it's not Manchin. Their target is Susan Collins, Murkowski, Flake, Corker. That's who all this is really aimed at.
But they had to kind of expect this was going to come out. Something would come out. Something we don't even know about.
Well, I got to admit, Nostradamus predicted it right here on this very show. So at least some people could have been thinking this way. Thank you, JJ. God bless you. Hope to see you again real soon. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get Mike's contest entry. And this is last call for contest entries because we have to choose the winner right here in this next segment tonight. So, Mike, hang on. We'll get your contest entry. And then if you want to get in on this, 407-774-8255 is the number. By the way, I know it's not Trump 2020 Club night, but Randy Ross is here. And we'd like you to join the Trump 2020 Club, and you get these great White House updates and stuff. You can do that at Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Just go there, like us, and that starts the whole process. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We're back with a radio show called The American Adversaries, and it is contest night, and we're about to wrap it up. So let's get right back to the contest line with Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. So go ahead. What's your contest entry?
I just got one thing to say. The truth is you lost to sniffling, frappuccino, sipping Democrat. Real America won. You socialist. Doctor
dating
pinhead.
Mike, you sound like a very kind individual.
it says he's got him pretty well nailed, though. Let me get this again. Sniffling, start again. Say it slowly. Sniffling
kind of
what?
Sure.
Yeah. Sniffling what?
You lost sniffling frappuccino sipping Democrat. Real America won. You socialist indoctrinating pinhead.
Socialist pinheads.
Boy, Mike, you're hot.
I think that's a run-on sentence. Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it.
Participles.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, Mike, I appreciate it, and make sure we have your information, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Yeah, a few shooters.
Appreciate you being out there. All right, let's get Eddie's contest entry in, and he will be the last one here tonight.
Here's the hammer.
Eddie, thanks again for calling back. You got to get right to it, though. I'm short on time.
Here it is. Diane Bierstein. I'll drink to the bottom of this keg investigation.
Bierstein.
That's good. Bierstein. That would be good.
The bottom of the keg.
How's Diane Bierstein?
All right. So that brings us to voting time. And let's start with Jeff Sinis on the bridge.
Okay, you got it. I'm going to go with Tom. That was very creative.
That was the one, the super callous, liberalistic, excessive anti-Trumpist. All right, so that's one for Tom. All right, that brings us to you, Colonel. You got to pull it. Let me pull this microphone over here. There you go.
Yeah. Just because I hate Nancy Pelosi so much, go with her, please. Maybe she'll go away.
That's Janice.
Yes, I did say I hate her. Yes, I did.
Love was such a dance away.
One for Janice for Poltergeist Pelosi, because she goes around puking all the time.
She makes everybody else puke.
That's for sure. That brings us to Rick Brown. How about you, Rick? We got a two-way tie so far.
You know, I think Tom's showed a lot of creativity and a lot of thought when you really think about it.
Okay.
So I do like Tom's.
All right.
If I had a runner-up, though, it would be Marvin with the succubus.
Okay, that's it. All right, that brings us to Randy Ross.
Well, as we know, I have a difficult time with these contests, but I liked Ken's, and I also liked Mike there at the last minute, but I'm going to have to agree that Tom was the most creative, so I'm going to go with Tom.
Uh-oh. All right, Tom may
be hard to overcome.
All right, that brings us to you, Nick Grounds.
Well, I'm going to buck the trend, because actually I like Jordan's No Time Stein.
All right, Diane couldn't find the time, Stein, for Jordan. So it's Tom 3, Jordan 1, Janice 1. That brings us to Mike McMahon.
Oh, boy, I'm going with Diane Feinstein, can't find the time.
Wow!
No, we're going to really put the contest is heating up.
Yeah, that's a 2 for Jordan.
Oh.
So either I create a tie
or not. Because, see, I kind of like the socialist pinheads when they're with Mike, who called right. there at the end.
That was good.
So Mike gets a vote for socialist pinheads. Janice for poltergeist. Pelosi gets a vote. Jordan got two votes for Diane. Couldn't find the time, Stein, but Tom is the winner.
I guess
you could say he had a vote by remote with Nick. But super callous, liberalistic, excessive anti-Trumpist is the winner tonight.
That was good.
Congratulations to Tom. Good. And by the way, once again, please go to our new website and register for the prize drawing there. All you have to do for that prize drawing to get in is register.
That's do the prizes come out, Chris? We're all excited about this.
Next week. As a matter of fact, Tuesday when you're on the show.
Okay,
We will announce the prizes. Already got a great prize package developing and may get another one added to it over the weekend. So that's going to be, and then we'll announce the prize drawing date as well. But you can go ahead and go to our website, brand new, love it, and check it out. Tell us how you like it. And that's AmericanAdversaries.com. And you can enter right there on the home page. And also check out all of our great sponsors. Just click on the sponsor link there. It'll take you right to their website. Don't forget also to join the Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. So easy to do. And that's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. And then while you're there, of course, follow us as well. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And you got our archive at our website, brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. So please do all of that. Don't forget, tomorrow night we have Juanita Broderick and Sidney Powell going to join us on the show. And Wednesday we're going to finish the interview we started last night with Michael Caputo. So some great guests coming up with the American Adversaries radio show. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We appreciate y'all being out there. And once again, if you're not registered, get registered. If you are registered, get ready to vote. And please get in contact with people that you can get them out to the polls as well. This whole country is depending on you. With that thought, night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 7.